Faith in action. Today we continue the book of James. So Reverend Chris told me I have from chapter 1, verse 19 to 21. But in order to understand the whole passage, you need to read all the way from verse 19 to 27. However, for the focus of this sermon, I only focus from verse 19 to 21. Many people are deceiving themselves into thinking they are safe. They are safe, but when they are not. When you read the Bible in the book of Matthew chapter 7 from verse 22 to 23, a lot of people said, many will say to me, it means Jesus Christ, in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name, and in thy name have cast out the devils, and in thy name done so many wonderful works? And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. But there are true believers who are fooling themselves concerning their Christian walk. They think they are spiritual when they are not. It is the mark of maturity when the person faces himself honestly, knows himself, and admits his need. It is the immature person who pretends, just like in the book of Revelation, chapter 3, verse 17. And this person said, I am rich and increased with good and have need of nothing. You need to remember spirituality among the church goer. Why? Because they're slow to hear and they're quick to talk. So that reason why James, he wrote this letter, tried to remind or teach the church at that time. Quick to hear, but slow to speak. Okay? And he also talked about slow to angry or wrath. In verse 19c, do not angry at God or his word. That reason why, if you study the book of Proverbs, I quote a lot of Proverbs in here. Okay, I use Old Testament to quote. Later on, when you study the book of James, the book of James is the Proverbs of the modern time. And I leave that to Chris to go through, but I use Proverbs. Okay, he that is slow in angry, too angry, is of great understanding. But he that has the of spirit exalted folly. So that reason why when the prophet Nathan told King David the story about the stolen lamp, the king became angry but at the wrong person. And Nathan, he said to the king, thou art the man. And of course David, he confessed, I have sinned. So that reason why part of James tried to communicate for today, our people at that time and us today, make sure we quick to hear, slow to speak, and slow and angry. And if you study in the New Testament, in the garden, Peter, he's slow to hear, if you want to illustrate from the Bible. He's slow to hear, he's very quick to speak, and he's very fast in anger. So that reason why he almost killed the man with this word. And believe it or not, if you study the church, a lot of church fight the results from the short temper and hasty word. So learn from the past, from the history of the church, and we can learn a lot of wisdom from there. But remember, there is a godly anger against sin. And if you study the study of Paul in the book of Ephesians, and if we love the Lord, our God, and we really understand the scripture, we must hate sin. And some also talk about that. But the man angers does not produce God's righteousness. James, and verse 20, chapter 1. In fact, anger is just the opposite of pacing God wants us to produce some fruitfulness in our life as long as our life mature in Christ. One of the posters, probably if you go to some of the conference or leadership conference, the poster read like, temper is such a valuable thing. It is a shame to lose it. So it's talking about something wrong, something sin. We need to get angry. But we need to deal with how to express that anger through proper communication and the discipline. It is temper to help to build the steel strength. The person who cannot angry at sin does not have much strength to fight it. So that reason why James, he warns us against getting angry at God's word, because it reveals our sin to us. Like the man who broke the mirror because he disliked the image in it. It's just like the people rebel against God's word because it tells the truth about them and their sinfulness. So that reason why every morning we advise, you know, the devotion time every morning when you pray to the Lord. And when you have the devotion time, when you read the Bible and you pray based on God's word, if God's word reveals something not quite right with you, don't angry at God's word, but repent and ask him to give you the courage and give you the strength to remove it. And that's what James talking about. Because if you bring that anger of God's word, you know, to work, it will impact people at work. If you bring that anger to school, it impacts people around you. And the same thing in the family, from the parent to the child, okay, it impacts the children and it impacts the relationship between husband and wife too. Thirdly, he's talking about prepare the heart. Verse 21, therefore lay aside on filthiness and overflow of wickedness and receive with meekness the implanted word which is able to save your soul. So basically James, when he looked at the heart, the people, he looked at the human soul, he looked at the human heart as a garden. If the garden left by itself, the soil would not produce fruit or good tree. It only produced weed. How many of you begin to do some gardening or plan to do that? Trust me, if you didn't take care of the soil every day or once a week, the weed would grow very quick, very fast. Okay? So very much every day, you have to spend some time and pull the weed out. Okay? And of course, you have to fertilize the vegetable or whatever, the fruit tree, so it can grow properly and bear fruit. Human soul or human heart, same thing. Every day when you break away from the warning from the Lord, God's word, you know, through prayer, the weed of your soul will grow like crazy, from the heart will grow crazy. Because so many influence from the world out there. So that reason why James said, make sure you take care. The phrase of superfluity of nothingness, implant God's word, and the phrase like, you know, the nastiness, give the picture of garden overgrown with weeds, cannot be controlled. And as a human being, it's a foolish try to receive God's word into an unprepared heart. So that reason why I very much advise each one of you, okay, prepare your heart first before you read his word. So the question would ask, how do we prepare the soil of our heart for God's words? It's on 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, confess our sin and ask the Father to forgive us. Okay? Every day, we may make mistakes. Nobody perfect. Even me, the pastor, sometimes I make mistakes during the day. Or even the wrong thought crossed my mind. You have to recognize, confess our sin. Secondly, by meditating God's words, love and grace. Thirdly, by asking him to blow up any hardness in our heart. Break up your foul crowd
and sow not among thorns. And that the Bible said, because a lot of things try to remove the harden of the heart, the wheat of the heart. It's difficult. But we have to recognize we have a problem. We rely on our Lord to remove it. Because sometimes as a human being, we cannot do it. Finally, we must have an attitude of meekness. Bible said meekness is opposite of angry. Okay, we have to have that attitude in order to do it. Very difficult. Let us stand up so we can pray together. So what I'm trying to communicate to you this morning, if we do not receive implanted word, then we are deceive ourselves. Christians who like to argue various point of view may be only fooling themselves. If they think the discussion promotes a spiritual growth, when in reality, they may be cultivate the weeds. That's the conclusion word. So let on bow our head and pray together. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you very much for being here to review your word. So I pray that the Holy Spirit will be in each one of the person in this room so they recognize in order to meditate your word, understand your word, we need to prepare our heart by confess our sin, by meditate your word, and pray to you, asking you to remove any hardening in our heart. And I pray we also have that attitude of meekness so we can change ourselves and move on to the wonderful thing which you prepare us in the future. Everything we do for your glory, Father. And we pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.